Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What does me being full of goodness have to do with you? It gives you the ability to admonish one another. Now again, we don't use that word admonish so much, but we're going to see later on it's a good thing. What's this thing about this goodness in me? The goodness that's in you is not supposed to just stay in you. It's supposed to come through you and benefit others. The scripture says in Luke 6:43, a good tree brings not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree is known by his own fruit. Verse 45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. Do you notice how much good is in here? And I think sometimes we've read it maybe different than we should have read it. A good man out of the treasure of good that's in his heart will bring forth good out of that treasure of good. But an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that's evil. For out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speaks. He's back to your mouth again, isn't he? Are you full of goodness?
Yes.
A lot of folks wouldn't agree with that. But if you're a Bible believer, you believe what the Bible says about you, no matter how it looks or feels. Are you full of goodness?
Yes.
If those saints that were born again there in Romans, if they were full of goodness, why wouldn't you be full of goodness? Are we born again by the same Spirit?
Yes.
By the same blood?
Yes.
Yes. Now go to Philemon, please. Philemon 5, 6 is the verse, but let's back up to verse 5. Philemon 5, he said, hearing of your love and faith, which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of what?
Every
good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. What's in you? What are you full of?
Goodness.
Are you born again?
Yes.
Is God in you?
Yes.
Is the Spirit of God in you?
Yes.
Is He good?
Yes.
Then good is in you.
Yes.
Somebody say, good is in me.
Good is in
me. In fact, according to the Scripture, you're full of goodness. You're full of good things. But where much of the church has missed it is in not acknowledging the good that is in us, but instead focusing on the bad that's around us. Focusing on the bad that's on the outside. Talking about the lack and the need and the shortcomings and the failures. And if you talk that, you're only aware of that. And if you talk that and you sow it into your future, I never get that. That never happens for me. I always get passed over. That always makes me sick. The kids always miss several days of school during the flu season. Every time, you just watch it. I'll be one of the ones that gets laid off. You just watch. I never. Is that acknowledging every good thing that's in you? That's acknowledging every bad thing you're thinking of. And people don't realize it, but there's power in your words when you believe them. And that's working against you. And then people act like they did something when it comes to pass. See, I told you. I told you. But what they don't realize, you helped bring it to pass. You believed it. You said it. You decreed it over your life. We don't need to be talking the bad stuff on the outside. We need to acknowledge every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus. Paul said this in Romans, we'll get into this perhaps later. He said, I know that in my flesh dwells no good thing. But how many know we're not just flesh beings? Right. We're recreated human spirit beings, and the Holy Spirit's in us, and we don't have to be limited just to the flesh. Right. No, I can't conjure up the goodness out of my flesh. Right. But thank God I'm not alone. He's in me. He's with me. How many would acknowledge He's in me? He's in me. He's in me. Is He good?
Yes,
yes He's good. Well, then what's in you? Good is in you. Good is in you.
That's right.
Let's quit talking about the flesh. We all got flesh. We all know that's nothing special. Let's talk about what is special. What is good? The communication of your faith. Another word for communication is fellowship. The fellowship of your faith, which is what they're doing in the Faith for Life classes. And that may become what? Effectual. That, another word, would be operative or powerful. How does it become operative and powerful? By the what? How do you acknowledge something? With your mouth. By the acknowledging, the confessing, the declaring of what? Of what? Every good thing which is in me, in Christ Jesus. Come on, pray it out loud, say it out loud. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
To think more.
To think more.
And confess fully.
And confess fully.
And acknowledge fully.
And acknowledge fully.
Every good thing. Which is in me.
In
Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Man, you start talking that, then you will be confessing good all the time. Is that going to affect your life? It can affect you so that you live day after day, decade after decade, and experience the goodness of the Lord right here in the land of the living. But if you talk about how broke you are and how sick you are and how bad they mistreated you, and my kids won't ever come see me, and my grandkids never, they don't care if I live or die or this or that.
Come on.
Come on. See, you're walling yourself up. And of course, who wants to spend time with a bitter grouchy puss?
Nobody.
That the one time they do come to see you, the next 2 hours, you rail on them about not coming to see you. What do you think they're thinking about? As soon as they can get out of here. Is that right? It's going to be even longer till you see them again.
Come on.
You've got to get it out of your mind that they owe you something.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Well, I did this. I changed their diapers. Listen, did you give it to them or are you wanting payment for it?
Come on.
If you gave it to them as a free gift because you love them, then they owe you nothing. Not even a thank you. Come on, are y'all listening to me or not? If you don't get delivered from this ugly you owe me stuff, you will have less and less friends around you. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to be around that. You need to talk good. You need to talk good. I'm a blessing to be around. People like to come see me. My kids love me. My friends love me. Why? Because I'm fun to be around. I'm a blessing to be around. I'm full of good things. I'm full of good things. That's not quite strong enough. Come on, somebody said, I'm full of good things. I'm full of good things. Now keep reading. He said, well, let's read this again, go to the next verse, that the communication, the fellowship of your faith may become operative and powerful by the confessing and acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And watch what happens, verse 7. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the bowels, that's the old King James word for insides, or some translations say heart, of the saints are what?
Refreshed
by what? By you. What if every time somebody came to see you, they left refreshed?
Praise the Lord. That's right,
God. Oh, they left refreshed. They couldn't wait then to come back and see you again. Is that right? To get another refreshing.
That's right.
Come on. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. That's what you ought to get when you come to church. That's what you ought to get when you fellowship with other believers.
Right?
But you won't get that if people are harping on every bad thing that's in the flesh and in the natural. You only get that when people are confessing and acknowledging and speaking out of the good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. Somebody say refreshed.
Refreshed.
Refreshed. You know why it's so refreshing? Do you want to know? You go to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and I'll get there with you in a minute. But put up on the screen John 4:13. Somebody say refreshed.
Refreshed.
Refreshed. What was refreshing them? It was the goodness of the Lord that was coming out of you. In that case, coming out of them. Jesus answered and said to the woman at the well, "Whoever drinks this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him." Come on, say in him. In him.
In him.
A well of water springing up into everlasting life. Would that refresh somebody? Living water. Where is it? I said, where is this living water? Does it all have to stay inside you? Or can it come up out of you? Huh? Where does it come out? Where does it come out? It comes out of your mouth. I said it comes out of your mouth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.